In the Caribbean, we have often heard, at least where I travel, that the weatherman lies. And simply because that the forecast that is given doesn't affect the person who is making the statement. And in the recent past, we have had incidents where a warning is given for a tropical storm, a warning in certain territories, and you find that we have tropical storm parties, hurricane parties, we go play football games in the rain. The only thing we didn't do was fly a kite. All because we do not know the effects and the possible consequences of our actions as associated with hydrometeorological events. Now, in order to combat this, we have to share data and information at different levels, at the national level, at the regional level, and at the international level. In our watches and warnings for hurricanes, we have the National Hurricane Center was named as the regional specialized meteorological center for tracking, analysis, and forecasting of hurricanes. But there's also a role to play by the National Meteorological Services, because as systems come closer to the islands, there is major interaction between meteorologists from your national service and the National Hurricane Center before any information is delivered to different communities. The CMO, as a regional organization, also has its role to play. We were mandated, in fact, our Caribbean Meteorological Council mandated that the Barbados Meteorological Service will have responsibility for the issuance of warnings and watches for St. Vincent and the Grenadines.